It is time to check in with the City of Greater Bendigo, and their CEO, Craig Neiman, joins us as per usual on a Thursday morning. Craig, good morning to you. How are you?
Good morning, Robbo. I'm going well, and look at the weather out there today. It's beautiful.
It is, and things certainly start to hot up around the region generally too with the lead into Christmas. You can feel the buzz in the air, that's for sure.
Indeed, indeed.
Yeah. Hey, first up, just got to bring up the fact that in the Know Your Council data information that was released recently, the cost per councillor to govern Greater Bendigo was almost 12 grand a year above the state average. What would you put that down to?
So governance, that governance cost, sorry, I should go back a bit. This Know Your Council data is a whole host of data right across our organisation, our services that we deliver.
Yep.
That we send into the government and they put it on a website, so every member of the community, every ratepayer can look at each council's data, and we've been doing that for the last 3 or 4 years, so there's a bit of a trend starting to happen. I think what's happened in that area for this council, City of Greater Bendigo, is that the council laws have been really active out in the community, so they've been having listening posts and going to visit lots of community groups and having lots of information sessions with community.
Mm-hmm.
One of the first things they wanted to do when they came into council was to increase the community engagement and make sure they were really close to the community and understanding community needs. So that plays out in travel costs and all those sorts of things.
Yep.
So I think that's part of it.
Okay.
It's I don't think it's out of whack. You know, we're trying to make sure that they get the training they need to be really good councillors and do the work that they're doing. So there's a couple of them have done the AICD course, the Institute of Company Directors course, which really gives them a broad view of governance and finance and legal responsibilities and all those sorts of things as well. So trying to make sure that the councils are well-versed and well, positioned to be the best councillors that they can be.
Okay. Now, the good news also, talking of great council things, is the fact that 4 gold awards at the RACV Victorian Tourism Awards. That's good.
How good was that?
Yeah.
So, the Local Government Award for Tourism, which, you know, we hold ourselves up as pretty good at tourism in Bendigo. We like to think that we can attract a lot of different people for a lot of different reasons to Bendigo right throughout the year. So, the City of Greater Bendigo was recognised for that. There's a lot of people contribute to that one, though, Robbo. Lots of community groups, lots of agencies and community organisations. The Destination Marketing Category 1, which was for the Tudors to Windsors at the Bendigo Art Gallery, so the tram and all the marketing we did around that.
Yep.
One of our staff, Isabel So, won the Young Achiever Award for, so she's in digital marketing, which is a great achievement for a young person in working at the City of Greater Bendigo to get a state award. And of course, the Bendigo Tramways won the Gold Medal for Gold Award for the Cultural Tourism Award, which they just seem to keep popping up, Robbo.
Yeah.
And achieving great outcomes for our community. They're sort of a just work away in the background, but really create a great opportunity for every visitor that comes to Bendigo. A couple of bronze and silver awards as well. So,
all in all, achievement. Yeah.
All those gold awards then get put up for national awards, Robbo. So that's March next year, I think.
Oh, okay.
So those 4 gold awards end up being put against the rest of the states in Australia, and hopefully we can pull off a couple of national ones.
Yeah, terrific. Now, we've been running some ads about the fact that the Littleton Terrace Customer Service Centre is on the move, and you just need to follow the yellow brick road, as it were.
That's right. So we're closing customer service in the Littleton Terrace office as of tomorrow night. And from Monday next week, our customer service centre will be over in Hopetoun Street, which is the Hopetoun Mill building, we call it. So it's where our planning and building service has been operating for many years. For anyone that isn't sure where that is, if they come to the front of the City of Greater Bendigo current building, yes, there's some yellow dots that take you across the roundabout at Littleton Terrace there. And over into Hopetoun Street. So we've set that up that we'll be able to provide great customer service to the community. There's some free parking out the front for people that are coming to do council business, etc. So we're trying to make sure that the customers are well looked after.
So it's going to be bloody funny when I get down there and put those yellow dots just all over the place now going around the city.
You wouldn't do that, would you?
No, but I know someone who might. Now, the 2020 Bendigo Dining and Shopping Guide, that's been launched?
Yep, so we do that every year. We try and make sure we get a great representation of the great offer that we've got around Bendigo, from restaurants, bars, wineries to local produce and, you know, the retail sector as well. So this has been launched. It's out there for everyone to have a look. It's a great time of year to launch it, of course, leading into Christmas and the holiday period. So BendigoTourism.com is where you find it. You'll also be able to pick it up at the Visitor Information Centre and other places around town. Probably a lot of the retail outlets will have that as well.
Okay.
Great opportunity to have a good look at what's available in the city.
Yep. And finally, and just briefly, just a reminder, feedback on the reconciliation plan and the gender equality or gender equity as well. They're still available for feedback from the public.
Yep. So we're just trying to pick the dates up on those, Robo, but coming up soon, December 12 and December 16.
Okay.
So in the next week or so. So people that want to provide feedback to those two pieces of work, please do so.
Craig, as always, thank you very much. Have a great week, and we'll talk to you next week.
It's a pleasure, Robbo. Thanks very much.
Craig Neiman, CEO of the City of Greater Bendigo.